This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. For many people who bicycle, there are many benefits. You save money, you're putting less greenhouse gases into the air, and for avid bicycler and SIU law professor Sheila Simon, it's good for you. And several weeks ago, I walked, or attempted, to walk alongside Simon as she biked on the Carbondale campus.
You want to try and bike and walk?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a pretty fast walker.
Okay,
so Sheila Simon is getting on her bike, something you do every day.
Every day, Kevin, and it is not only good exercise, it's great fun, and really low cost, right?
Yeah.
How much am I paying for gas right now?
Nothing,
yeah.
And I'm burning off a little bit of the peanut butter and jelly that I ate for lunch.
But since many ordinances require that bicyclists have to stay on the road instead of the sidewalks, there is an obvious safety issue. And that's why many cities and towns are developing safe bike lanes and paths, and making sure those paths have a good, sturdy, smooth, long-lasting surface is important.
We've been trying to do all of our bike paths, pedestrian paths, and they're really kind of combination paths, in concrete.
That's Carbondale Director of Public Works, Sean Henry.
What has the feedback been about the bike path throughout the process?
Really good. We actually held a public meeting on the phase one and phase two of the bike path last spring. We had nothing but positive comments come out of that. And we're really doing a lot to try to improve our community, you know, and our walkability and bikeability. It's a priority for us as we can find funding for it.
And recently, part of that funding problem was solved in the form of a grant.
This grant we just received notice of award the week before last on is a 2019 bicycle path grant from Illinois Department of Natural Resources. What we're using this first phase for is to hopefully acquire property to extend what's going to be our Northwest bike trail. So we currently have in design and hopefully going out to construction this fall, phase one of the Northwest bike trail, which goes from Oakland Avenue near Ready Mix Road, or the Green Earth has their little walking paths. And it will intended to go from Oakland Avenue all the way to New Era Road. And at New Era Road, it will come out near the entrance to the Northwest Wastewater Treatment Plant. And then the second phase, we're calling it phase two of the Northwest Bike Trail Path, we applied for a grant to acquire property that will start at New Era Road, where that one ends off, and go all the way to Highway 13 and connect to where IDOT and the City of Carbondale, City of Murfreesboro, and Jackson County just cooperated together to build the trail that goes under the road there and connects Wood Road to Airport Road. So we all, four of us, went in on that project a couple years ago, and the construction on that just finished last fall or early winter.
And already on the east side of Carbondale, work to make bicyclists safer is moving quickly ahead.
So we have a bike trail across the mall area from Lewis Lane to Giant City.
That's IDOT Program Development Engineer Carrie Nelson.
So this trail will begin at Giant City Road and run along the south side of Route 13 along the frontage road. As we pass Buffalo Wild Wings, we'll cross the ditch and get up towards the edge of pavement on Route 13 with the multi-use path. It'll be separated by guardrail or a barrier wall from traffic, and that's how it'll cross the floodplain, across the two structures and in between the two structures. We'll be up near the pavement on the structures, separated, bike path separated by barrier wall. Once we cross the floodplain, we'll take that bike trail back across the ditch and run parallel to Sweets Drive. You can see some of the dirt work out there along Sweets Drive now.
And then even further east, even though you don't see any dirt work yet, the city of Carterville, armed with a grant, has some ambitious plans, all for the safety and convenience of bike riders and walkers. Here is Carterville Mayor Brad Robinson.
That plan starts with a pathway through John A. Logan College, and that's funded through the help of SIMPO, Southern Illinois Metropolitan Planning Organization, applying for an ITEP grant, Illinois Transportation Enhancement Program. The ITEP grant is going to fund 4,700 feet of bike path that will connect to Plaza Drive in Carterville. Will run through the John A. Logan College campus. It will come out on Greenbrier Road right at the Route 13 intersection, and there will be a signalized crossing of Route 13 at Greenbrier, and it will go south to the multi-use path that's been built by U.S. Fish and Wildlife that will go out to the Crab Orchard Campgrounds.
And the ultimate goal is to have a bicycle path running from Marion to Murfreesboro. And IDOT's Carrie Nelson says a project of this magnitude could take several decades to complete, but work is already being done in Marion.
Is there concrete right now in Marion that's a part of this bike path?
Yes, there is a piece of the trail built in Marion. It's between Halfway Road and Skyline, parallel to the frontage road just south of Route 13. What's nice about this, it also provides a crossing of Route 13, a grade-separated crossing of Route 13, so that the bikes and peds can use Marathon Drive, the multi-use path adjacent to Marathon Drive, to safely cross Route 13 without integrating with the Route 13 traffic.
The trail right behind the frontage road near Crab Orchard, I say a trail, it's a beautiful 10-foot-wide concrete strip. That's a beautiful part of the bike path.
Right. Our policy is to build 10-foot-wide paths. That way you have two-way bike traffic.
Oh, yeah.
So you have basically a 5-foot lane for each direction. So when you're crossing or passing, two cyclists have plenty of room to maneuver. And for ADA accommodations, we do like to have a 5-foot minimum width for ADA.
And recently, Carterville Mayor Brad Robinson took me to the campus of John A. Logan College to physically show me where their proposed trail will run. We were walking near the beautiful pond, and we could see Illinois Route 13 in the background, but he stressed planners are making safety the priority.
Right, absolutely. And there are two types of bike paths on the roadway and off the roadway. And this section of the proposal from Jackson to Williamson County, this section right here will be off the road.
Oh, good.
So it's going to be on campus. It'll be off the roadway, and it'll be a 10-foot wide multi-use pathway that's exclusive to bikes and pedestrians.
So, I can hear the traffic on Route 13. We're about maybe 200 yards from people going 45, 50 miles an hour, but if I was bicycling that 250 yards, that'd be very safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the biggest danger we have where we are now is getting hit by a rogue frisbee here on the on the frisbee course. Besides that, it's pretty safe. I'm honored that out of all the miles that's proposed in this project, that this section of Carterville was proposed to be presented first, and that it was eligible for grant funding. You and I had spoken earlier about how I hope I'm around when Carbondale and Marion are connected with this bike path, because I know it's a long-term goal. But I'm very excited for John A. Logan College and the citizens of Carterville that we have the opportunity to start it here, and the opportunities that it's going to create for us here within the city limits of Carterville, just to have bicycle and pedestrian access to the refuge, to the Crab Orchard campgrounds, and to the public beach on the campgrounds.
And for Sheila Simon, spending time on a bicycle means that you can be more neighborly.
You know, another fun part about biking to and from work is that it's at a speed where you can say hello to folks, right?
Yeah.
hey, Andy.
As if on cue.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's a good way to know a little bit more about your neighborhood.
And so thanks to the work of various state, federal, and local agencies, getting to know your neighborhood on a bicycle or on foot will be safer. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.